In the Cannery District, just outside downtown Bozeman, Shan, owned by Jarrett Risley and Candace Lynn, made the shortlist for the James Beard Foundation Awards for Best New Restaurant.
I'm totally overwhelmed by it. I'm really surprised. I always set out to open something that was unique, and I used my 20 years of training in Asia to create this restaurant in Montana.
And where did Risley receive the good news?
I was actually skiing. I was hiking up the side of a mountain at Bridger Bowl when I heard I was on a backcountry tour, and my friend Andy Ricker, who has been nominated for Beard Awards in the past, texted me on my phone and it said, "Hey chef, have you seen this?"
As outdoor enthusiasts, Risley and his wife Candace found Bozeman fitting their wants and needs to open Shan, a 40-seat restaurant, in 2022.
I had a lot of time to think about this restaurant. You know, I left Thailand in the midst of the pandemic. I closed 5 restaurants and I moved here and I didn't know a single person. So I had a lot of time on my hands to sort of play with local product and see what was available from markets in Salt Lake City and Los Angeles and Seattle.
So why did Risley name his new restaurant Shan, meaning mountain in Chinese?
So what I'm trying to do is connect the product that's available in Montana and the landscape to food from places in Asia that I'm very familiar with. Because we're in the mountains, I decided to call it Shan. And I'm cooking food from Sichuan, a little bit of food from Gansu, from central China, southwestern China, some Yunnan dishes. And then food from the other side of those mountains in northern Thailand and Lao, Isan in Thailand as well. So it's basically mountain food.
At Shan, Risley has truly embraced what is found here under the big sky.
I have no access to fresh seafood, so I can't cook food from Bangkok or coastal China. But I do have access to beautiful lamb and beef and pork raised by local farmers. That's, I think, some of the best in the world. And also the pantry for that sort of Asian food is more basic. It doesn't require as many herbs, doesn't require as many fresh ingredients because of the place that it came from. So that's really the concept, is connecting the mountain food of that part of the world with what's available here.
In landlocked Montana, trying to represent food from the other side of the world can be difficult.
My biggest challenge was conquer the logistics of serving food that I felt confident had the fidelity. I don't like the word authentic. I try to avoid it. But food that tasted the way that it should.
To cook food with fidelity, Shan uses the equipment and technique found in China and Thailand.
I do use a very hot Chinese wok, which is incredibly important to the food. In Thai food, there's a lot of grilling over wood and slow cooking. I work with a smoker, and I also work with a wood grill. I've always enjoyed fire cooking. I like the flavor of smoke. That is an important aspect of the cooking that we do here.
Risley is grateful to the community and his local suppliers. He will be heading to Chicago to the Lyric Opera to be at the James Beard Foundation Best Restaurant and Chef's Awards ceremony on June 10th. The best of luck to Shan. I'm Stella Fong for YP Radio News.